From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. military says one service member was killed and three wounded in a raid targeting Al-Qaeda in Yemen. A statement from the U.S. Central Command says 14 fighters from the local Al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation. One additional service member was injured when a U.S. aircraft was destroyed following a hard landing. The military operation occurred in Beta province. French leftists went to the polls Sunday in round two of a primary election that chose Benoît Hamon to be the Socialist Party candidate in France's presidential election. Hamon, a 49-year-old former education minister, had close to 60% of the vote in early ballot counting. He easily beat Manuel Valls, a former prime minister. Hamon's level of support is believed to be lagging behind his two major opponents, François Fillon and Marine Le Pen. They will meet in French elections, which are scheduled for April 23rd. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte says he doesn't want the United States to store weapons in local camps, fearing that his nation will get entangled in a fight between China and the U.S. American officials did not comment. The White House says President Donald Trump and Saudi King Salman bin Abd al-Aziz al-Saud have agreed to back safe zones in Syria and Yemen. The two spoke by telephone Sunday, reaffirming the longstanding relationship between the two countries. Mr. Trump spent the last 2 days speaking by phone to a number of world leaders, including the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates and the acting South Korean president. This is VOA News.